Unit 10. Ethics. Track 30.
Okay, let's talk about Tom. We all know he's become a real problem, and we can't turn a blind eye to what's going on any longer. He's sending in sales reports, saying he's met various customers, and we find out it's not true. And worst of all, he's putting in expense claims we know to be false. He claims he's had meals with customers, and then we find out they haven't met him for ages. These are serious matters. We can't ignore them. But also, he's upsetting the other people in the department. They say he's really rude and uncooperative. A real nightmare to work with.
Yeah, the problem is, he's a really good salesman. In fact, he was our top salesman last year. But I agree, he needs tighter control. He isn't behaving professionally, and he's not being a good team player. We can't let it go on.
Exactly. But what are we going to do about it? It won't be easy. He's a really difficult character. Incredibly independent. He hates rules and regulations.
I'd say there are two ways we could deal with this. We could have a chat with him about his sales reports. Also, we could mention that we're checking all expense claims very carefully in the future. If we do that, he may come to his senses and start behaving professionally. Or we could take a strong approach. Tell him if he doesn't change his ways, we'll be sending him a warning letter, and that could lead to him being dismissed. What do you think?
Both those options have advantages. But if we just have a friendly chat with him, he may not take it seriously. To be honest, I doubt whether he'll change much with that approach. But if we take a firm approach, there's a risk he may get upset and look for another job. We don't want that either.
No, we certainly don't want to lose him. OK, let's look at it from another angle. I'm wondering if he has personal problems and they're affecting his work. Why don't we have a friendly talk with him and find out if that's the real problem? He might respond well to that approach.
Maybe you're right. It might be the best way to deal with the problem. One thing's for sure, he's a brilliant salesman, and he's making a load of money for us, so we certainly don't want to lose him unless we have to.
OK, let's see if we can sort this out. I'll arrange for Tom to meet us. How about next Wednesday? Is that a good time?
OK with me. I'm free that morning.